Yeah, they have to present the scallop in a way that we can sell it, because they've got to look like a scallop, you know. It can't look like something else.
It takes an experienced scallop splitter just a few seconds to split a scallop. Hands working quickly to prise open the shell. Hello, Hilary Burden with you. I'm with Chris Demouris at Georgetown Seafoods at Launceston in northern Tasmania. Wild weather has delayed the start to the season, but the scallops are finally starting to come through. This boatload has come from the waters off King Island in Bass Strait. What does a good scallop look like?
A scallop has to have roe on it. The roe, which is the orange bit on the scallop. I think a scallop should have the roe attached. Some people like the scallops without the roe, but to me, we call that naked. That naked, which means it has no clothes. Without the roe, so a good scallop should have a good size with a good full roe. Yeah.
How many people have you got here
today? Oh, geez. If they're all here, you'd probably have probably 25, 30 people.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they've just come in off the boat?
I mean, the boat unloaded in Devonport, so they're brought here early hours of the morning, and basically we use a forklift to tip the scallops into the hopper, and we lift that up and we just spread it onto the table, and the scallop splitters grab the shell and they split it into their bowl. And then from there, when their bowl is full, we wash them, give them a quick wash, and we weigh them.
Chantal Swart is one of the scallop splitters hard at work here today. She works quickly, opening up to 15 scallop shells every minute.
Well, everybody does it different, but there's always a little gap in the side. Put your knife in right down the bottom till you can feel the bottom of the shell. Put your knife into the, they call it the poo bag, I suppose, and then flick underneath the scallop into your bowl.
And Chantal, how long have you been splitting scallops?
17 years.
At Georgetown Seafoods?
Yeah, I've worked here, yeah. This was my first job out of school, yeah, and been here since.
So what do you like about the job?
The money. and seafood, so, yeah.
And how long do you do it, each day?
It varies, depending on how many bins and the weather and things, but normally around 6 to 9 hours.
A day?
Yeah.
And what do you get paid for that?
$4 a kilo.
Yeah. So that's a day's work.
Yeah. Very much so. The less you chatter, the more you get done.
And how do you like your scallops?
Curry. Mum's secret recipe.
Sorry to interrupt. I just want you to tell me what you're doing here.
Washing scallops.
This is your job?
Yeah, that's my speciality. Make sure they're done correctly.
He may be the managing director of the company, but George Demouris, Chris's dad, is very much hands-on in the processing shed. He's chief scallop washer and quality controller on the process line.
What's the trick? What are you looking for here?
It's more or less any black particles.
Yep.
Then I can inspect and also let the splitters know if they do something wrong,
yep,
so they can correct themselves. Because, you know, this is a very delicate species and we want to present it in its natural format without any unnecessary particles on it.
So how do you like your scallops?
I love scallops.
Any which way?
Any way at all, honestly. Any way at all, they're fine. But curried scallops, they're beautiful.